So I'm here with BBC Radio 2 presenter Jeremy Vine. First question, do you have the best job in the world?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. All the jobs I've done I felt were the best at the time. So I was Africa correspondent, I thought that was the best. When I was political correspondent, I thought that was the best. But this is the best.
You've done many things. You've done radio, television, as you say, you've been in Africa. Where do you feel most at home with yourself?
Well, I think I love playing records and interviewing politicians, and this format was created really by my predecessor Jimmy Young, so I'm very grateful to him for that. I don't know. I think in the end, there's the one problem with the studio, which is where we are now, is that, you know, you can see some couple of windows over there, and there's a couple of doors. But, you know, the reporting is about getting out into the world. So you need to report before you present. So that's my reservation about this, that the world has to come to us.
Obviously, you love your job. If you weren't doing this, what would be your perfect job?
I would be a poet.
Do you have any tips for any young broadcaster trying to get into the industry?
Yes, my tip is never, ever take no for an answer. And ensure you really want to, you know exactly what you want to do, but be flexible. So slightly contradictory. You've got to have real focus and narrowness of aim. But you also have to, because this world is changing so fast, you have to be able to move with the currents a little bit. And I'm afraid newspapers are gone, as far as I can tell. You know, it's a real shame. I started on one, and what it's going to be all like in 20 years' time, I don't know. So you've got to work around that, but don't give up. Work hard, work very hard.
And where do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
Standing here talking to you.